This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The three big credit reporting firms, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, are making changes so unpaid medical bills wouldn't be a factor in reports that can determine whether folks get mortgages or credit cards or even jobs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Some 43 million Americans have unpaid medical bills that end up on their credit reports. That's according to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
This is the largest type of collection item on Americans' credit reports.
Rohit Chopra is the Bureau's director, and he says medical debt is not a good predictor of whether people can pay their other bills.
When you are borrowing, you're often making a conscious choice to take out a loan. But when you have medically necessary care you have to get, that usually is not something that is a typical credit obligation.
Now credit agencies are changing how they account for medical debt that's gone unpaid and been passed on to collection agencies. Beginning in July, credit agencies will remove those debts that have already been paid. They're also lengthening the time before they appear on credit reports from 6 months to a year. And next year, they'll stop including debts that are under $500.
This is going to affect a lot of people precisely because most medical collections are really not that large.
Benedict Ippolito is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute.
There's no question that medical collections can play an important role in somebody's credit score. And that's likely particularly true for people who have otherwise good credit.
To be clear, the debts are not being forgiven. People with medical debts still owe them. But Rohit Chopra of the CFPB says he's cautiously optimistic this move could help people who face credit checks when they apply for a job or an apartment.
It's less likely that that's going to get them into trouble.
There are also intangible benefits to having a good credit score, points out Mark Rukavina. He directs the Medical Debt Project at the nonprofit Community Catalyst.
It can be seen by some as a proxy for character, and in that way, it can do even further harm and damage to people.
Rukavina says it's worth taking a close look at how much value we give these scores altogether. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.